Here with me in this interview, I'm standing outside the Media Center at Sunbelt Ag Expo, and with me I've got Tyron Spearman. And first of all, Tyron, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do first.
Well, I work with the peanut industry and also work independently, and we're helping agriculture wherever I can. I'm involved in advertising, marketing, lots of firms and lots of different events.
I know you do a lot of things, and you know, we'll get to peanuts here in just a minute, but first of all, you're helping out with the Media Center. Tell me a little bit about what the media finds when they come to the Sunbelt Ag Expo of today.
Well, our job as the Media Center is, first of all, to make them feel comfortable and to have a lead sheet. There's so much here to see, you can't see it all in 3 days. So you, as a media person, you've got to pick you out four or five things that are hot topics, and we try to guide them in that direction. Many times it's our sponsors who have paid differently or are introducing a new product, and we line them up. We provide them with a place to have an office, internet connections, radio, TV, newspaper hookups, whatever they need, and their service. So we want them to come in, get their coverage, and get back to their paper so they can get the good coverage. And it's a phenomenal thing that a lot of shows do not provide. And the Sun Belt, I think, does the best of anybody in providing media assistance.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I've been here, it's been many years ago, and we were in this kind of old rickety wooden building, but that's not what we're in now.
No, when we redesigned our office, we wanted to make sure that we had enough room to host our media, and because they are the ones that sell this show. If they're happy and they can use this show as their media contact and also to sell into their magazine, then it's great for them. And then we don't have to have our own magazine and our own network. They do it for us.
So what's the media attendance like early on here this year?
Well, we've had about 7 radio stations here today. We've had about 8, I think, television hookups, many of them live back to their studios, and magazines. No telling how much we'll be in magazines for the next several months. So they'll be picking up information. And then we also have the local newspapers that will cover us daily, and they're here every day. So lots of coverage, and all of it, what we like is the best.
Well, let's talk about the show for just a second. It looks like, judging by people walking around, you got, and besides the weather's great, but you got good attendance here today. This is your traditional farm show, and you also have field demonstrations, including harvesting. Tell me what we got out in the field for people to see.
Well, that's the unique thing about the show. We have about 600 acres from hay, cotton, and peanuts, corn, and this type of thing, and we try to make it, we plant it late enough that we harvest it in 3 days. And what we do is we go in, first of all, and harvest it. At that point, we try to weigh everything and make sure we get the weight so we know exactly what the yields were and this type of thing. Then we come behind it with all this equipment that's going to, first of all, cut your stalks. They're going to dig up your stalks. They're going to thresh your stalks. We're going to harrow the land. Then we're going to break the land. And when they all leave here Thursday, this farm will be ready to start again. So our goal is to use every piece of equipment that we possibly can that is here. And we've got a schedule that they go on. And a farmer can go out and watch it harvested, come back and watch the tillage, and then we'll, in some cases, plant again. Our winter wheat's going to be planted this week. So it's a full farm operation, and you can see everything.
Well, tell me about the crops that you do have out here that are going to be harvested. I know there's cotton and peanuts, and tell me what they look like, at least. I know we don't have results from the harvest yet.
We've got probably the best crop we've ever had here. Over the years, we've tried to better our soil by moving around some soil. This was an airport at one time, and the soil was not good. We have spent lots of money moving topsoil into key locations and leveling and this type of thing. We've got a good crop of cotton. It wouldn't surprise me if we don't make 2-plus bales. Peanuts will probably make 3,000 to 4,000 pounds per acre. Corn has already been harvested, and it's gone in at about 150 bushels an acre to 200 bushels an acre in some spots. So, and soybeans is yet to be harvested. So it's going to be a good year for us on the farm.
Well, I know that you like to talk about peanuts, and we mentioned peanuts here. Just tell me overall your impression of what things are like with the crop here outside of the show site here in the southeast, and what the industry's looking like.
Well, we went in this year a little short of peanuts. We were down in our volume in supplying the market. We increased acres 24%. That is a big jump for us. And then we had a pretty good rain. We got a dry start and a tough start, and then we got a few rains. And then we got Hurricane Fay. That gave us a little bit of extra rain, and at that point, the peanuts really produced. And we're going to end up probably with our record yield this year in Georgia, maybe even Alabama with a record. Florida, I know, will be a record. They were knocking down some 5,000 pounds per acre down there in some key locations. So it's going to be a record this year. They predicted last week we'd have about a 2.4 million ton crop. We eat about 1.8 million tons, so we're going to have about 600,000 too many going into next year, and that's going to push our price down a little bit. But I think it'll be pretty strong next year. We'll still compete with soybeans and corn. I don't know what cotton's going to do. Cotton's got to make a comeback. But the peanut crop this year will probably be our record for the century.
So you got the quantity. What's the quality like this year?
Quality's good, too. We did have some dryland fields that had some poor grades early, but the late rain came to us and gave us a chance to dig them. We were kind of stuck there for a while with no rain for 2 months. And then when it rained, gave us a chance to dig them, and they're good quality. We got some high grades, especially early peanuts, great grades, and they're going to get a little bonus on that.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Tyron, and especially for all the work you do on behalf of the media who are attending here, like myself. Really enjoy that. Good to see you again. It's been a number of years. And here at Sunbelt Ag Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.